This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Happy Friday! I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here, and we're glad you're there. Whether you're listening on the radio or on the app or however you're listening, 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number 701-258-0550. Couple things going on. One, if you are a first-time caller, let us know that when you call. Let Manny know that. He'll put you to the front of the line, and we will have a MyPillow. We'll do two more of these this hour. We had two last hour, the two this hour with the first-time callers. Love to have you, okay? You can talk about anything on your mind. Just bring your best and tell us what is on your mind today, what concerns you. Second of all, question of the day, also a MyPillow winner here, and that is whether you call, whether you text. We're doing, if you text, it's where we're giving away a MyPillow. So most of you have been texting today because it's easier to get a hold of you after and pick a great one. You know, put them all in a hat and pull somebody out. But that question is, I want you to flip the calendar ahead in your head to the day after Election Day. And I want you to think about what would most pain you, what most concerns you, what you most want to prevent from happening now. Think about how you'll think the day after Election Day. And tell me what it is that you absolutely, positively do not want to happen. Let us know that at 800-228-0550. This texter has a long list. Supreme Court nominee defeated. Higher taxes, booming economy, healthcare costs, infrastructure, securing borders, deporting criminal illegals, first, then non-productive moochers. So this is someone concerned about a political way of life, particular way you're thinking, and not wanting to have those folks in power. I get it. Makes sense. Alan Mott, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
Good today. You?
I am well today. I am, actually. I'm looking forward to this hour and looking forward to this weekend and looking forward to rolling up the sleeves and having a robust conversation on all the candidates and all the issues now to Election Day. So it feels like we have a lot before us, Al.
Yeah, we do. We do. We really do. You know, your question, what's my worst nightmare? So I go out and I get all of my friends and all my family to vote Republican, vote the Republican Party. And the next morning I wake up and we send all these Republicans to Washington and they still do nothing. That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah, and it happens, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it does. I think that's the thing about Donald Trump I'm most impressed with, because, you know, I think there's an argument to say the Republican Party has not performed in the way that they should have. Repeal and replace is a fine example. Now, in that case, the House passed it a bunch of times on Obamacare. It said bad, 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 and the Senate couldn't get it done. Well, we need some senators that think like, oh, I don't know, Kevin Cramer.
Right.
You know?
Yep,
so,
and that's kind of where my worst nightmare comes from is because of that. You know, we do all of this work. Oh, send me to Washington. You get there, and then we still have the same results. So, you know, I'm hoping that, like you said, Donald Trump is going to be maybe the uniter for the Republican Party, and that way we can move forward. If we get a majority in both the House and the Senate, you know, we got the presidency. maybe some of our agenda can get moved forward.
That's the thing I like about Trump, because nobody dares, sort of defy him, right? They don't.
Right.
I mean, it's sort of like this last omnibus spending bill. Ridiculous. Had a lot of really good, really important things for military in there. Had a bunch of junk in it. Well wait a minute. We're in charge here. Why do we need both to get something passed, right? I mean, this is crazy. But we obviously needed it, given all the games that have been played. So Trump signed it. But he said, never again. I'm not doing this again. You know, he gave him the shot across the bow. So I think that kind of shaming, if you will, is... you know, really important, because the answer to your dilemma, Al, is not vote Democrat.
No, oh no, no way. Absolutely not. Yeah, no way. I'm still going to go out and get all my family and all my friends, and which we live in North Dakota, so it's pretty much a given which way people are going to vote, but that still doesn't negate the fact that it needs to be done. But,
by the way, you're not allowed to complain because you live in a pheasant haven of Mott, North Dakota. So you.
Well, I'm actually live in Tappan. I'm driving through Mott right now on my way home for the weekend. I've just come from Wyoming, delivered in Reeder, and now I'm on my way home.
Heck of a deal. Well, I was just through Tappan yesterday. I appreciate, Al, your call. Thanks very much. 800-228-0550. I hung up on him too early.
Butterfingers.
I think he was about to say something else. He said one other thing. Al, call back and we'll get you in. Sean and Hegg is standing by but having some phone issues here. Before I make him wait any longer, I'll read you a couple of the texts that are pouring in here. I'm curious. The LGBTQ political action group had a parade, among other things, last week. How much did this political rally cost the taxpayers of Fargo? Don't know, but I guess we could find out. Wouldn't think a lot. Maybe you know, no different than probably what police do for other parades. So, but, you know, they get the rainbow flags up, and they get, you know, my friend John Trandum. After a few years of seeing the LGBT flag, said, well, fine, they can have their parade. That's great. They can put their flags up. That's great. But we would like to do a pro-life parade once a year and have some flags. And nobody liked that idea. It was, you know, in the city of Fargo. I don't remember how it ended, but it wasn't pretty. I do have good news on the earlier comment I made about the WOTUS ruling. We didn't know, for instance, what the... ramifications were of this judge in South Carolina, but I have learned from folks in the know that thanks to Judge Erickson, Judge Ralph Erickson, who of course now is a highfalutin circuit court judge, the North Dakota federal district judge at the time, Judge Erickson, issued a stay in 2015. So the states that have a stay, they can't implement this. This doesn't affect them. This judge's decision to say do it. So. Can't override that judge. There you go. So, that's good news. Sean and Hank, there you are. Can you hear us, Sean?
Yeah, I can hear you, Scott. No,
I understand you're a first-time caller.
I am.
I'm glad to hear that because it means we have a MyPillow for you.
Awesome.
Do you have a MyPillow store in Hank?
No.
No? Todd told me he was at the mall there the other day, and they usually put him in the mall. I don't know.
I mean, they have a cafe over there. They have a heck of a bar over there, and I love going down there. I haven't been down
bars
there.
And cafes are good. Yeah, yeah.
Bars,
who needs the mall?
Cafes are good.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean, what's on your mind?
Oh, infrastructure. I mean, I was getting an example of it as I was waiting to talk to you. I was my call dropped out twice while I was waiting to talk to you, and I keep wondering about what we can do to improve cellular infrastructure, but also electrical infrastructure, because I lived in South Dakota before I moved here, and I don't ever recall having so many like brownouts and times where like the service drops out for just a minute or two, things blink, and I'm wondering what we can do to address that. I don't know what conditions are elsewhere in rural North Dakota, but I'm just kind of looking at it going, wow, this is kind of a
now, just so I have this straight, the cell phone issue is one. And I'm fully aware because I was dropped yesterday in a call as I was cruising by Terry Wanzek's farm out there, the Wanzek family farm out there, just west of Jamestown, and it happens there all the time. But also, are you saying electrical problem, or was that when you were in South Dakota?
Yeah, well, electrical, yeah, when I'm here in North Dakota, we've lived here about a year and a half, and it's just, we've had more issues than experiences where the power browns out or drops out than I remember having.
I don't hear much about that at all. Who's your power provider?
It's Chem Electric.
Chem Electric, all right. We'll have to check that out. On the cell phone thing, I got a quick question for you. Is that a government function? Should taxpayers say, look, we need to cover everything? So, because I think the carriers say, look, I can't put them everywhere, I'm going to do them most places, but if there's not enough customers to support the cost of a thing, I'm not going to put them everywhere. So I don't know who should do it. I agree they got to fix the pockets, but who should pay, do you think?
I think it's up to the economy, and I understand we don't have the population out here. But I think the companies need to take into account that, you know what, when you need it, you need it.
Yeah. Especially with less landlines. Sean, hang on. I'm going to get your number for a couple of reasons, because we'll get you my pillow. And also want to follow up with Chem Electric, see if we can get you an answer on the brownouts. Thank you. Going to Appleton, Minnesota, coming up.
FlagpoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include crop and pasture land auctions in Oliver, Sheridan, McHenry, Hettinger, Cass, Morton, Foster, Ramsey, Stutzman, Richland, and Dunn counties in North Dakota, and Ottertail County in Minnesota. And don't forget Piper's upcoming machinery auctions in Shields, Bowman, Carson Steel, and Halliday, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Phone line is full, ladies and gentlemen. You're an amazing audience. You're an amazing audience. So we'll get to it here this morning on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends in Watford City. Have you planned a trip up there yet? Now, do this before the snow flies. Get on up there, even if it's after school starts, but a kind of little weekend, summerish, getaway. while it's still beautiful out there, or the fall colors are so darn nice. Oh, north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. And I talk about that a lot because it's the great view that's up there, but there's so much more. It's just jam-packed with beauty and wonder and a really can-do spirit in the community. I mean, that's wonderful. And we have a Best of the West deal. If you go to participating motel and hotel accommodations in Watford, like the beautiful Watford, I'm trying to think. The Roosevelt. How could it be called anything else other than the Roosevelt? Another prime example that allows you to get 10% off. No, I'm sorry, 15% off. We upped it. 15% off the already low rate. That's a great way to go. So just mention that when you book your hotel room. Say, hey, are you in that Best of West deal? Because I want to be part of that. I want to be part of that as well. And they'll give you all the scoop on that. So that's a great way to go, too. There is always something going on in this community. That's what I want you to know. I mean, they do it up. They are truly the best of the West. So love to see you there soon. Okay, back to the calls, texts, comments, emails on what's on your mind. Some really interesting emails. I don't want to wake up and know that Speaker Pelosi has prevailed. It's a good point. That House count is, that's probably the tough battle. That's probably right there, the tough battle. I really believe that. I know that I see an article here in Bloomberg, or is this NPR? Maybe NPR. Heidi Heitkamp said that her personal warmth, her energy, and independent credentials are better qualities for a U.S. senator than somebody that likes Trump. Isn't that interesting? You know, I can only be who I am. Well, who is that exactly? Because there's plenty of votes to have us question that. I am who I am. I vote for Iran. I have them take. I am who I am, and I take out the oil and gas industry, not only from more competition from Iran, but on the flaring rule, and vote against an opportunity to wipe out Obama's regulations. I am who I am for Obamacare, continuing to defend it, despite what it's done to North Dakota. So there you go. But she's pretty confident, sounds like. That's good. We're going to go to Appleton, Minnesota. Carrie is next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Carrie.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Every day is a great day.
Exactly right. Good for you. Keep that smile on.
Absolutely. In answer to your question, one of the worst nightmares, I think, post-election would be if Keith Ellison was Attorney General in Minnesota.
Ooh. Yeah, you wouldn't want to wake up and see that, would you?
Not so much, no.
Yeah, we had the Republican nominee on the other day. What's his name?
Doug Wardlow,
yeah. Yes. So he's the Republican nominee, but he'll have a challenge, obviously, getting that name out. But I hope people see some of these recent allegations against Keith Ellison and pay very close attention to his very radical left-wing, dangerous, in my view, record. But
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah, very, very good point. Appreciate the call so much, Carrie. Thank you. Others, welcome at 800-228-0550. I have another MyPillow to give away. Who's going to get that? How about Pat in Detroit Lakes? Are you a first-time caller, Pat?
Yes, I am.
Have you been listening for a while?
Oh, yeah. I met you up in Grand Rapids Dome years ago.
I'm glad we had a chance to exchange greetings, and I'm even more pleased that you're listening to What's On Your Mind, so thank you for that.
Yeah. I have a question on, and maybe you can help me on this. Who's responsible for clearing up the voter rolls, you know, getting the deceased people or the 116-year-old people that vote, you know, 20 of them or something I'd heard.
Right. Well, there are no voter rolls in North Dakota, but in Minnesota, that would be, you know, the Secretary of State and the county auditors in each county. being able to verify that it is. I don't know how often they look through it. I know there's been some, I don't know if it was legislation or what it was recently about how long you had to keep them. In other words, if Pat in Detroit Lakes hasn't voted for 5 years, do you purge him from the polls?
Kind of question, is there something that, you know, could you make a law to do that? And how does it, in North Dakota, what do you do when you don't have to register and stuff? You just go that day and show them, tell them who you are?
Yep, you do have to prove you are who you say you are. And believe it or not, in North Dakota in the past, and Heidi Heitkamp won with this little feature, you could come and say, you know what, I don't have my ID, I don't have anything else, but trust me, I live in Mott, and I'll sign here, you know, and put down Joe Blow, and they would have to let you vote. Is it 12 or 14,000 votes like that in the 2000 election that brought us Heidi Heitkamp's victory by 3,000 votes? Does that not send a chill up your spine?
It does, and I'd like to see, I remember reading or hearing the elections overseas where they dip their finger in the ink and then they know they voted at least once, you know, do something like that, wash it off a week later or whatever, instead of making a sticker that says I voted, but then they can only vote once.
Pat, if
I... just clean things up a little bit is what I'd like.
Oh, no question. Could you do me a favor? Could you take the time to go find your county auditor, the Becker County Auditor in Detroit Lakes, and just ask the questions you're asking and let us know what you find out?
I could do that.
And you at least know what is done there. And if there's anything we can help expose, we will. If it's statewide that's holding it, you know, in other words, they're handcuffed because of state stuff or whatever, we'll help. But check that out and let us know, would you?
Yeah, that. And the other thing that came to mind is Ellingson's vote. I don't know that he was legitimately elected to the House, thinking back on it.
Yeah, that's right, Keith Ellison. That was a mess, too. Right. Well, Norm Coleman completely, jammed by the Minnesota shenanigans. You know, I mean, that's, and keep him in your prayers. He's got another bout with cancer going, poor bugger. But anyway, he'd be a good example of someone that'd be there, but for the way they rig these things. So thanks for the call, Patty. You are a first time caller, so I'm going to get you a MyPillow. Hang on a moment. We'll get you the details on that. I just need your name and the first and last name and your phone number. And Manny's going to get that, and then you report back what you find. Alan Barnesville wants to talk election day. Al, go ahead. Hi, Al. Are you there? Al is either very quiet, or he is not there. One of the two,
or both.
Or both. You think?
Yeah, it could be.
I'll put Al on hold, and we'll see if we can get that figured out. Texas says, "I fear Democrats taking over the House and Senate. U.S. House majority goes to the Democrats, then we get impeachment proceedings." Says another. Hi, Scott. The loss of my freedoms. Period. Seeing Heidi win scares the H-E double hockey sticks out of me. Says this texture. Others waiting. We'll continue.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A dozen former top intelligence officials speaking out in support of John Brennan while speaking out against President Trump's decision to revoke the former CIA chief's security clearance. In a joint letter to the White House, they called a political move, which special counsel to President Trump Kellyanne Conway denies.
You keep those security clearances as a professional courtesy or to keep an unbroken line for the next successor administration. If you can be helpful with respect to
advice.
National security. He's proven neither.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. It's day two of deliberations in the bank and tax fraud trial of former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort. Yesterday, jurors sent the judge a note with questions, including one that asked for him to redefine reasonable doubt. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube Storage Units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind a wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Company asked me to ask you something. Yeah, so did the DOT that sends out those little notes about how many points you have from speeding and the distracted driving and all the things that add up that then add to the cost of your insurance. Man, so that they talk to each other, right? You get that? They visit with each other every now and then. If you're feeling the pain of what I'm talking about, I have a solution. The North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit. And workforce safety and insurance help us tell you about ways that you can be safe. And the Safety Council is the leader in driver safety training. Right now, they have a 4-hour defensive driving course that's been approved for an insurance discount and a point reduction in North Dakota. If you're an employer, the course qualifies for the Safe Driver Program from WSI. Which can help save you money on your workers' comp premiums. There's a lot of win here. And you learn things that will keep you safe. How to deal with distracted, aggressive, and fatigued driving. Conditions that impact driving and how to control them. Practical strategies to reduce collision-related injuries, fatalities, and costs. Get the insurance discount. Get the point reduction. Attend one of these defensive driving courses. Minot, August 20th. Bismarck, August 27th. Fargo, September 11th. They're all coming up. Register online at ndsc.org. That's for North Dakota Safety Council. See? ndsc.org. Just click on that training icon right at the very, very, very top. I'll try one more time here for Alan Barnesville and see if he can tell us what he wanted to tell us about Election Day. Al, are you there? Yeah, I think Al's got a mute button going. It's not exactly working for him. So, Darren, you're going to have to do it for Al, too. Darren in Fargo wanted to tell us about Election Day. Tell me.
Well, I just think that everything revolves back to the Supreme Court. And so what's going to be the number one thing that could cause us to not get the right Supreme Court nominees in there? That'd be losing the Senate. So I just think that's the number one. I've said that since about 2013, that if somehow we could win the presidency, that would be, it was critical time. I can't believe that Trump won, thank God. But we got to keep this steamroller going.
Now, don't tell anybody, Darren, but there were a couple of times during the campaign when I thought, oh, my gosh, what is Donald Trump doing here, right? So I had this bucket kind of, Ted Cruz and Ben Carson and every now and then, Marco Rubio. I always liked his electability, but I'm not a big fan. And with Trump, right? And Trump was always right up there because my wife was just so adamant, just like absolutely, positively, 100%. The thing that kept me in the Trump camp throughout that whole thing was exactly what you just said, the Supreme Court. And we are living it right now. We are living it. And there's no way to quantify the value of those decisions. And if you don't like Donald Trump tweeting or you don't like Donald Trump fighting back when somebody attacks him or whatever, do me this big favor. Look at what he has accomplished in a fair, rational sense. What has happened? I just read earlier a stat about youth unemployment at its lowest level ever. Black unemployment right. At its lowest level ever. Okay? He's doing what he said he would do, and it is making a huge difference. It has put a wind to the back of North Dakota unlike anything we've seen. So I'm 100% with you, and I hope people tie that to the Senate race right here and recognize I don't want to wake up thinking they're gonna stop Trump's nominees to the Supreme Court. Are you doing anything differently because of that, Darren?
Well, I mean, obviously, doing everything that person can to get Kramer elected is what I can do in my own neck of the woods. And then, like you said, just spreading the, on a really hypothetical, you said, what could be the worst thing? You wake up the day after election and somehow everybody is basing their decisions off of feelings and not facts. And, you talk about pro-life thing. I thought about this, why can't we, put advertisements on TV and show different stages of the human, the fetus, and say, well, when does life start here? I mean, I just think we really, we need to start putting facts in front of people, and I think facts will always win in the long run. That's what we're going to hope for.
It could be a short ad because you could say, here's conception. When everything about you was decided at that moment, how many hairs on your head, the color of your hair, your eyes, how long your fingers are, everything at that moment. Decide, is it then or is it down here? Yeah, I love your idea. It's a good one, Darren. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the passion. I would just encourage you to find something you've never done before and do it so we don't wake up on election day and feel that way. All right, one more call here, and then I'm going to get a guest in here to tell you about another, speaking of the great things happening in North Dakota, another example of that. Scott in Gladstone, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I drive truck for a living, and I drive a lot of the rural highway roads, and harvest is in full swing. And I just wanted to remind everybody that those vehicles move slow. But by the same token, I think those people involved in the harvest need to understand that if they have a half-a-mile train behind them, it would be really nice if they pull over once in a while and just let people get out of there. They get really impatient and tend to try to pass when they shouldn't.
We're listening close enough to Scott. We might save our own lives and somebody else, too. So good advice. And I imagine from up there you see a lot of stuff, don't you?
Yes, I do. And, I drive a truck, so I generally can't pass. I can't move that quickly. So it would be nice if they would pull over occasionally. Just let the train go by and then go on their way. It only takes a minute. One of the other things I see a lot, especially with Sturgis going on, we got to watch out for the motorcycles, but they've also got to watch out for us. The lane is 12 feet wide, and for whatever reason, I don't understand, most motorcycles like to ride on the center line. And twice last week, I've had them cross the center line in front of me, and I really can't go anywhere. So they've got to pay attention, too.
Good point. I had an issue with that, actually, this week. Getting ready to pass somebody, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes a motorcycle zooming in the passing lane. That's a little dangerous, but you got to watch for them both ways. Good point, Scott. I appreciate the call and some very good advice there. Our next guest is Tom Sawyer. Tom heads up a wonderful effort. He is the developer of Grand Sky. This is a economic development juggernaut in Grand Forks at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Good to have you back, Tom. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Scott. Thanks for having me.
It seems like weekly almost You've got something going on. The huge announcement from General Atomics recently, and now on Monday, the Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson will be in Grand Forks, and she wants to be here for the first Beyond Line of Sight flight. Explain the significance of this recent decision here and what it'll mean for the park.
Sure. It's been a team effort between General Atomics, Harris Corporation, the Air Force, Grand Sky, and the Northern Plains Test Site Authority. So it's a really great public-private partnership to get this new permission from FAA. And effectively, FAA has given General Atomics permission through the test. Evolved, but there's a lot of partners in this. But basically, General Atomics now has permission to fly their aircraft beyond line of sight without using a chase plane. And the rules for unmanned aircraft flights in the United States are that you always have to have a visual observer, either somebody on the ground or somebody in a plane behind the unmanned aircraft, to always have, you know, some kind of eyes on the aircraft. And that's the primary means that the FAA uses to keep planes from bumping into each other. And so this permission allows us to fly the unmanned aircraft without that visual observer. So we are using the Air Force Base's radar to be that observer, to be able to see the airspace. So the General Atomics guys can fly their planes, fly them at altitude, and we can see all the crop dusters around. We can see all the other air traffic in the area using that Air Force Base radar and our Harris range view system, and be able to say, hey, you've got traffic to your left. Why don't we climb or descend or alter course to keep everybody safe? So this is a really big deal. This is the big deal. Everybody in the UAS industry, Scott, wants to have this capability, and we have it now in North Dakota.
Yeah, that is really amazing. What's the potential now that you could do this? I know that you have this test site, but there's all these commercial applications. What do you see as an example of some of the true potential that'll come from this?
Well, I think that, you know, the commercial applications alone are massive. Our ability to fly aircraft now beyond line of sight, so we don't need to chase me, means everybody can test their aircraft or test their systems a lot more cost effectively. They don't need a chase plane. They don't need, any of that kind of support, which is tough. You know, a very good friend of mine, Tom Kenville there in Grand Forks, runs a chase plane company. And he's still very supportive of all this, even though it's going to cut into his business some, but this is the future of the industry. But the applications are big with respect to flying aircraft over the energy production areas out in the Bakken, to be able to provide security for rigs, to be able to provide information on, exploration support or things like that, the ability to support natural disasters, because now we can fly a plane for 10, 12, 14 hours over a natural disaster area to get real good information. This technology would have allowed us, had we had it in time, to put drones over the Dakota Access Pipeline protest areas. It would have given us the ability to better understand these kinds of dangerous situations. And so that's some of the applications this can really be used for.
Did any other FAA test sites get this distinction?
None that I'm aware of. The state of New York and the New York test site is working on it for themselves. But theirs is for a 30-mile corridor, limited for mostly small UAS. Ours is, doesn't matter the size of our UAS. It's focused on General Atomics, but it's for large UAS. We can go up to 10,000 feet, out to 30 miles. We have a very big area. And let's be real clear about something too, Scott. Relatively speaking, this is a small amount of airspace, but this is the first step that we need to grow, to take the next step and get out to 60 miles, higher altitudes, and then start adding additional aviation radars like in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, and we can add those radars in and start to create an entire patchwork of coverage across the entire state that can all be managed from Grand Sky.
There's a great collaboration going on up there, Northern Plains UAS test site, the Grand Forks Air Force Base, General Atomics, and Harris Corp, all in specifically on this decision, but the entire group doing a lot of good work. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on that board up there, and part of that, military leaders, UAS industry partners, Senator Hoeven, and Secretary Wilson will all be there with the boss, Tom Sawyer.
Yes,
thank you, sir.
On Monday.
Yeah,
thank
have a great
you very
time.
Much. Have a great afternoon.
You bet. The event begins, by the way, at 10:30 on Monday. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
It's on YourMindRadio.com.
Take control of your minerals. Using a shoebox doesn't work. Use Mineral Tracker. With a one-month free trial, you can cancel anytime. Mineral owners love it. They use Mineral Tracker to organize, audit, and track income for royalty interest on an affordable and easy-to-use platform. It's the only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments based on well performance and more. Find out all the details right now about Mineral Tracker, North Dakota made, at MineralTracker.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Morning, Scott. Say on this Measure One, or as the Democrats like to do, the name something that has nothing to do with what their intentions are, the anti-corruption bill. Yeah, right. Anybody ever heard of the Affordable Care Act? Yeah. Okay, that should tell us all we need to know. Thank you.
All right. So he's worried about Measure One winning. I am, too. And for the reasons he stated, and the fact that it is one of those where you can say, "Oh, you're against corruption, aren't you?" Never mind, they want to shred the Constitution for crying out loud. Never mind, they want to you know, Robert Mueller like witch hunt weekly in North Dakota. So pay attention to that one. Here's a text that says the marijuana issue. I do not want it legalized. Getting a few of those as well. Tom in Carson is joining us next. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm a first-time caller.
Are you really, Tom? Well, welcome to the program. If folks don't know, Carson is, well, if you know where Flasher is, you know Carson's just a little bit to the west. Basically, I'd say Flasher and Lark are like suburbs of Carson, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and Leith and Lark are both suburbs, too.
There you go. Exactly right. Yep,
yeah,
both suburbs. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I listen to your program a lot, and I really, really enjoy it. And last week you were advertising for Pfeiffer Auction.
Yeah.
And they're holding my auction sale this fall.
And, no kidding.
You know, you'd said that you'd like to go to an auction sale sometime, so
I would.
I'm just inviting you to come to my sale.
You guys set the time yet?
Yeah, September 25th.
And the time?
Oh, I suppose it's about 10 o'clock. We haven't really set that officially, but...
Well, good. We can do it live during the show then. See, maybe we'll do a little breakfast before and then, you know, have the show going while, you know... And I wave my hands a lot during the show, so I might even end up buying some stuff, you know?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, you just keep waving as much as you can. You bet.
What do you sell them?
Well, my wife and I have... retired from farming. We farmed for, you know, 40-some years, and so we're just selling a complete line of farm equipment, ranch equipment, and everything that goes along with that. Hopper bins, semis, a lot of stuff.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Not fantastic that you're selling, because I know sometimes that's a sort of a bittersweet deal.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, fantastic that you invited us down, and I'm going to try and make that happen. Kevin, I've been talking to Kevin. I said, find me one. I want to do it. And I've been actually telling folks that if you list your auction, and the machinery auctions that they've been doing recently, they're getting good money. So I hope we have a good day down there, Tom.
Yeah, I do too. And that's a good time of year, I think. And, you know, I'm sure hoping for a nice day. But the equipment, I'm going through it all and getting it all field ready and so it should look pretty nice, and we'd just really enjoy having you down if you could work it out.
Well, I'm going to try and make that happen. I'll bring the MyPillow along. How about that? I'll bring it down there. I'll give Kevin a call, and if anybody else is doing it, do what Tom did. Pfeiffer's.com. They are doing great things. They're a great land management company. The land sales that they're doing, big ranch sale coming up also south of Mandan in the a month of September. There's just a lot happening. So encourage everybody to check out our friends at Pfeiffer's who, you know, we always say support those that support us. So it helps. And I'm glad you did, Tom. So I hope to see you there. I'm working on the calendar as soon as I get off the show, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Good to talk to you.
You bet.
All right. Now you know where Carson is, see? But do you know where Lancaster, Minnesota is? That's the next question. Pat, where's Lancaster? Thief River-ish?
Lancaster
is...
north of Carlstead, Minnesota.
North of Carlstead, okay.
North of Thief River Falls.
Yeah, how far north of Thief River?
Oh, it's probably about an hour north. I'm not good in miles. I'm just good in time.
I hear you. I've been to Thief River many times. I just don't know that I've been to Lancaster. But
we are just approximately maybe 10 miles from the Canadian border.
You're up there. I love it.
We're up there.
That's the North Country. A lot of clean air there, you know. Just that air
this,
can.
Not this morning.
No, is it? You got the smoke again?
Terrible. Yeah.
It's just you get on those open spaces, and I just love rural life. I really do. I just like it a lot. I do. It's just a lot of clear thinking out there. That's what's nice.
Amen. Yeah.
So, Pat, what's on your mind?
Well, my husband and I concur that probably the biggest nightmare would be waking up and finding that the Democrats have overtaken the House, and they will do everything in their power to impeach Trump. And I feel like we've worked so hard to get to the place that we are in our country, and it would be just a shame if we couldn't persuade those that are anti-Trump to go along with all the awesome things he's done so far.
You've given good advice for people who like Donald Trump. You need to care about this election. You really do. I mean, because this election really is about Donald Trump. That
it is.
The House especially, Minnesota prime example. I mean, conventional wisdom would say, ooh, going to be pretty tough to beat Colin Peterson, even though he came very close to losing last time around. And Dave Hughes is running again. Pay attention to it. Tell 10 people about it. And all of a sudden we shock the world. What? That happened there? I can't believe it. You know, I mean, so there's ways to engage. And you've given everybody a good motivation, Pat. Thanks for the call.
Yes, you're so welcome. And we're first-time callers.
You're first-time callers. You know I gave away all my pillows today? But
you didn't.
I did, yeah. I did, yeah.
Okay.
I would go broke if I gave away all the pillows I wanted to give away.
Well, that's okay.
I only have 2 an hour. But anyway, Pat, thank you, and call again. We'll get you a MyPillow at one point, okay? We didn't get to all the... we're going to keep this conversation going. Maybe we'll make this a Friday thing. Up until Election Day, about, you know, what's your worst fear for Election Day. Thanks for all the calls, questions, comments. God bless you, folks. See you, Monday.
It's Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101-degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna 4 times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.